happy Monday. Did you know that today was Monday? How has your Monday been going for you? They can be kind of questionable, right? So it's a good day. I hear there's rain coming and snow, so hold on to your raincoats and your boots, okay? Now, this is also the 109th day of the year of 2021, and there remains 256 days left in this year. So get up, get out, and do what you need to do to make that change in your life. It's still not too late, okay? All right. We all want to move forward. And thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. My name is Linda Sims, and this program is live. And we also stream live on www.wwgh1071.com. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about this free app called TuneIn. If you like Google like I do, I just ask Google download app called TuneIn, or you can go to your, what is it, store, your app store, and you can type it in by your finger or whatever. The name of the app, once again, is TuneIn. And once you get that app downloaded, search WWGH, okay? And take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. That kind of crossed my mind earlier because a lot of people don't, I guess they don't know how to get the TuneIn. And they say, well, I don't know how to get a hold of your show or how to get onto your program. So that's an advantage for you, me explaining it, and I hope that's a big help to you. Okay, now once again, this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also have another option, like if you would want to call in and ask questions while we are live on the air, like from now until the top of the hour, 5 p.m you can call this telephone number, 740-383-9944, if you would like to ask questions or would like to make comments, okay? That number, once again, is 740-383-9944. This program is also supported by Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I also like to open up my show with a thought for today. And the thought is titled, Honest Heart. Hopefully you can get something out of this thought for today. An honest heart is an open heart. If we are dishonest in any way, with ourselves or with others, it means we are in hiding. There is a wall, a barrier, behind which we conceal something of ourselves. Subtle tension will be our companion, and while most of us learn to live with it, it drains our energy and tightens our muscles. On the other hand, don't be too honest with others. Feel their pulse. Sometimes others are not ready to hear what's in your heart, but know that when you are honest, you will experience a level of inner relaxation that you had forgotten was even possible. Now that's a strong thought for today. Everyone's not ready to hear what's in your heart. My guest today is Tim Jones, entrepreneur, life coach, mentor, and he was also a panelist on the singles conference that took place on the 17th of April at the Gathering Place, TGP. And how did you think about that? What did you think about the singles conference, Tim?
I think it went really well. I think a few people missed out. The message was good. The panel was good. The people was good. The food was good. It was just real fulfilling, and it was real helpful for the soul. So you learned a lot, I think. And honestly, I think it brought back it gave people a nice starting point. You know what I mean? The foundation, and what was the name? Pastor Matthews. He started off with setting the tone for that, and it just flowed, and because everything kind of came back to the foundation.
Yes, it did, and. What I liked it about him, he told us first of his failures,
mm-hmm. yeah.
of what he thought was going to be, you know, his way into marriage yeah. and his blissful life forever and ever, and it didn't turn out like that. No. Not just one time, but twice, right?
Yeah. But she told him bright-eyed, we all think it's going to be that way at first, and sometimes it's a lot of hard work involved, you know, so.
True.
Yeah.
True. I enjoyed the conference also. I gained a lot, and I hope I gave a lot. I tried to give, you know, but some of the scriptures didn't come to mind, even though I wrote some down for today that mm-hmm. we can get into. But what did you give of yourself to the conference that you think that you really gave your all to it?
I mean, just honest insight, you know, those things that I've learned personally from past relationships, and hopefully a couple of things that a guidance point and a reference point to where I'm going and where I would love to see others head in the right direction. But it was just overall good.
It was good. Now, do you think, Tim, I'm asking you this question, that there is one certain person out there that God has for you? Do you believe in that?
Yeah, I think
the one.
Yeah, I think if you do run into that person, they'll be a reflection of you. Like it'd just be a chemistry undeniable, and it just flows mm-hmm. like a river. It'll just flow naturally.
Right. Do you think you would recognize that person?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
do?
You'll feel it. Yeah.
You think you'll feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know. You'll know something about it. You'll know.
I would like to think that some people say, you know, there's no such thing as the one or the mm-hmm. soulmate, you know. You don't know their soul. Well, no, but I know mine, and I should mm-hmm. know my soul, right?
Yeah. And that's why you need to, like they kind of expressed at this singles conference, when you're single, you know, that's the time where you really, really work the most, get to know yourself, get to know God. God will be a reflection of that, and prepare yourself to be in that next, you know, relationship. You know, you have to be ready for it. Sometimes this is a horrible strategy to jump in a relationship just for the sake of having one, and to take a job just for the sake of having one. Those are two horrible strategies, right? So you got to kind of keep that on mind. Like, I'm not just about to jump in a relationship just for the sake of having one, because it won't work out. Like, it'd be cool and exciting at first, but boy, oh boy, that river run its course real fast.
Say, what did I do? Yeah. Why did I do this again,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Here I am again. Wow. Yep. Unfulfilled.
Yep.
Unhappy.
Yep.
You know,
didn't take no time to heal. None of
right,
that.
Right. No time at all. And you think that's very important to make sure you heal after every relationship or
yeah.
failed relationship,
yeah.
you know.
Because regardless of, even if it ended bad or if it ended well, there's still a little bit of hurt. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you're going through a process of not being around that person, you know. Your habits, your daily routine is kind of knocked off, you know, those type of things. So it does take, you might have a deep cut, but even a small cut takes a couple of days to heal, you know.
Right, because so much you spend so mm-hmm. much of yourself to even get into a relationship that's not going to work.
Yep.
You still give it your all.
Yep.
So, I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, it's sort of like wasting time.
Yeah.
Wasting time. Not only your time, but their time also.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, they may have the same feeling. Well, I know this ain't right, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to
yep.
try it anyway. He seems to be a pretty decent guy. And you think, well, she's a pretty decent girl, mm-hmm. you know. Haven't heard much about her, but.
Yep. Then all of a sudden you have a bunch of miscommunication and it's not going the way that you thought or planned. Like I said, once the honeymoon factor or the wow factor kind of wears off, then it's like, okay, what do we have? What do we have? And sometimes that's difficult, you know.
True.
It's hard to agree. It's hard to cooperate. And a bunch of misunderstandings.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I was on Facebook today, and this question came up. Just because you love me doesn't mean I feel loved by you.
Yeah, because people have different languages, right? Different love languages. The way I love somebody in my own way might not be the way for them to receive love. You know, love goes back and forth. So sometimes you have to learn how to love people in the way in which they can receive it. And that takes a lot of, in a sense, concentration. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of, it's a learning curve too,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And it takes cooperation and it takes patience.
Right.
And it takes kindness and gentleness and self-control, all those fruits in Galatians, you know, Galatians 23, if y'all don't know, Galatians 5:23.
I made sure I wrote that down. I could not think of that Saturday on a panel. Yeah. But so, I did say be temperance in all things, mm-hmm. which means self-control.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a gift.
Yep.
Well, it's a fruit of the Spirit.
Yep.
You know, so we ought to know how to bring our bodies under subjection. You know, we can't be all out of control.
Yep.
Right?
Nah. It doesn't work.
And I thought about that, you know. That's what I'm asking. You have any second thoughts about maybe you should have said this or received it a certain way? I really think that everyone that was there has, the Lord has been mentoring continuously in our minds. And I know it has in my mind. So what was your second thought?
I don't know. I think anytime you go back and you think of something, you'd be like, it's always going to be an old shoot. I should have said this or, oh, man, why didn't I think of that at the time? I think that's just natural for us. But I think the way everything got delivered and the way things were received, I feel like it was flawless because I just feel like it was a Father's work. And anything later on, I hope people picked up later on and that can they can take that. And also add it to their arsenal when they're, you know, speaking with somebody on, let's say, a one-on-one basis or speaking to a group of people, you know,
right.
Because that's an important key. So it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. I'm like, yeah, because my mind is still like, if I'm giving a message, you know, bringing a message to the church or to a group of people, you know, and it's like the Lord never stops ministering to you. He keeps bringing up other things and thoughts. I mean, for 2 or 3 days, you're like, wow, Lord, thank you that you're, you know, that you care about me that much, that you continually give me enlightenment in my spirit, you know, that way you can share with other people what's going on inside of you. So I know everyone's like going over their minds. I'm have to be. I mean, because it was so rich.
Yep.
It was really, really rich. And those of you who didn't make it, we're sorry. We had a packed house, though.
Yeah, it was a nice turnout. You know, and I think if they do it again, I think it's going to be a little bit bigger. I think it's going to grow and grow and grow, especially with the amount of information. And it was just pure. And it wasn't, and it was like real talk, you know. And I thank Pastor Rowe and also the panel, you know, for saying, you know, let's have a real conversation. Let's say for what it really is. And got a little bit raw for a second, you know. But that's what people need, you know. That's
true.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
Right.
Let's really get down to the nitty-gritty.
That's true. Because you're talking about a commitment that you're going to make to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, till death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way it's God ordained it to be.
Yeah.
Till death do you part. So, yeah, let's talk about everything.
Yep.
You know, let's leave not one stone unturned, because we just, because when you get into those type of relationships, there's certain things you don't even talk about or bring up, and I think that's why we get into those type of relationships that we have to hurry up and get out of, because we, and sometimes we cover up the things that say no, We cover that up and then make an excuse for it and go forward with it, you know. And it seems not to be the thing that you should be saying.
Yep.
Or covering up, you know, I'm going to erase this. That's okay. This is cool mm-hmm. over here, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, this is safe to say.
Right. And a lot of times we just make excuses for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into that thing and it's like, oh, no. Why did I do that? You'd be like Snagglepuss, exit stage left, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me hurry up.
Get up out of here.
Find the exit. Absolutely. So true. Wow. But I do have some more things down there. Renewing your mind, how important is that?
Very important. If you don't renew your mind, you're going to keep getting the same results that you continue to have. So if you're looking for different results, your mind has to be renewed, has to be afresh, right? If you keep going in with the same thoughts, you know, because I say what you think is what you believe is how you behave. So if you keep going in with the same thoughts, you keep believing those same thoughts, you're going to keep behaving and getting the same results because you're, in a sense, making the same choices. It's insanity. So it's important to renew your thoughts daily. It's important to grow in mind daily. You know, mental health is a real condition because some people have poor mental health. Some people have healthy mental health, you know, so.
That's true. And that thought for today was like, be careful don't who you share your whole story with because mm-hmm. everyone's not ready mm-hmm. to receive certain things you've been through in your life. And I think that's a heads up and a warning to a lot of people who like to just spill their guts the first time they meet mm-hmm. someone. And that's not cool either. You should walk that kind of slow, you think?
I think people have to use discernment of who they share their story with. Examine a person's character. If I wouldn't feel comfortable sharing my story with a person that I feel is like a gossiper, you know what I mean? A person that likes to go back and tell what's being told to them and those things, especially if you're coming in a place of... I don't want to necessarily say secret, but in a place of you're letting off your vulnerabilities and you're trusting that person. You're trusting them not to go farther than that person. So I think it's always good for people to share their stories because, like I said, there's been plenty of times where I thought I had a horrible day or I thought something that I was going through was awful. And because I'm a life consultant, that person sitting across from me tell me their story for the day or their life story. And I'm like, yo, you have nothing to complain about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to tell my story. I don't even want to tell. It can't compare to that, right? I think it's important both. So the person that's receiving the story, examine that person, you know. But also, that person that's receiving the story need to be ready for that heaviness too. Because when you listen to people's stories and they're dark, you become what's called a sin eater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that means you're taking in that energy too, you know, because they're sharing that emotion. And that emotion is intense. It's a negative emotion. It's an intense emotion too. So if you can't handle that, then, you know, tell them, you know, that may be too much for me. Know what you can take too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I don't need to know all that. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
you know, you're telling me too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes. So what am I supposed to do with it, right?
Yep. Because it can drive you up a wall thinking about it. You know, that thing might be on repeat. Like, man, I can't believe it. Like, you know.
I don't think I even want to be a part of that. You know.
Yeah.
Then that's easy to do.
Yep.
Well, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, what you share with other people about yourself. I think some things need to be paced. I think you and I talked about the love language.
Mm-hmm.
Telling a person your love language up front. Didn't we talk about that when Kimba was here?
Yes.
And that, what was the take on that? You remember?
Yeah, well, my thing is, I think people should express their love language. We'll make them, because you remember, everybody don't receive love the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way, like my love language is compliments and I like to give, right? I like to give. So, like, that's my end. But the person receiving that, if that's not their love language, that's not how they feel love, it doesn't matter how many times I give and all those things. Matter of fact, I'm going to feel in return like unappreciated, right? But that's not their love language. So it's a miscommunication. So if that person is spending time, then I'm going to try to do more things that accommodate with spending time because I know that's important as versus going to get you this nice gift or, you know, giving out a bunch of compliments or whatever it may be, you know. So it's important.
So what do you think about treating a person the way you want to be treated? Even though that's not their love language, will you treat them the way you want to be treated? What do you think about that?
Yeah, that goes hand in hand because, like, you want to be treated good, right? And you want to feel love,
right?
So you, so if I have to accommodate and go out my way of what their love language is, I think that's okay. That's okay because they want to receive that. And you want to give that to them. And it'll make you feel better in the process. And it'll make you guys feel closer. Because if she feels loved, then she won't have no problem accommodating on your behalf of what makes you feel loved and those things. And it'll be in a flow.
Right.
It'd be effortless. You won't be forcing anything.
And,
you know, and then there won't be a huge misunderstanding and feel unappreciated, you know.
Yeah. I think I did that. My belated husband, I really didn't realize I did it, but it was our last chance. And I don't know, I just had this opportunity to treat him in a way that in return he ended up treating me that way, which I was like, wow, little surprises and things like that, balloons every now and then, you know, and little cards and stuff laying around, you know. And he start in turn after a while start, you know, reciprocate, giving that back to me, you know. And I thought, wow, this is special, not even really understanding or knowing that was my love language.
Yep.
You know, so, and it worked out a whole lot better than what we have been going through, you know what I'm saying? But, like it says, you know, any man who is in Christ, you know, is a new creature, and all things have, all things that are old, all things have become new, and the old is gone. So, and I think that was part of it, being that new creature, renewing your mind, you know, looking forward to tomorrow or the rest of the day. And it was just, it was a giving.
Yeah.
It was a giving and it was taking. Yep. The good part of it, you know. And it made the marriage a whole lot better.
Yeah, and I like to go through life because I think life is like this. I can't make somebody happy, but I can contribute to their happiness, right? So I know ultimately God and themselves is what's going to make them happy, but I can contribute to a person's happiness. So, like, let's say I'm out and I'm like, oh, you know what? I think she'll like this. Let me pick this up for her. You know what I mean? Because I think she'll like that and appreciate that. So that's contributing.
Right.
And then, of course, they will eventually contribute back. You might not get it right there in that second, but it comes around. That energy comes around.
That's true. And I don't know the other gentleman's name when he said that he goes shopping with his wife.
Bishop Charles.
He knows her style, what she likes, even what she wants to eat and things like that. That was so powerful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Very powerful. Yeah, like I said, those of you who weren't there, you missed it. But we're trying to give you some tidbits.
Yeah, they pick up. Listen, it's all game, no matter where you pick it up, right?
Yeah.
So somebody lacking, that's something they could have took home with them. You know, let me study her a little bit more. Let me see what she like and those things. Because it was very, it was pretty good. Because I like the point that, like, what he said, but also, I believe Mrs. Hassan Good's wife, when she spoke, she said he buys 95% of her clothes, and they fit, and all those things. And when he's out there, he's buying the things that he likes, that that he believes she's super attractive in, and all those things. And she likes them too.
Right.
So it's like a win-win in that, and that just took time from him studying his wife.
Right. Knowing her.
Yeah, knowing her. Wow. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Well, my belated husband had bought me, I think, two really nice outfits, you know, because going to church and stuff. But, and one was a pants outfit. I wish I had them today because I guess he had begun to notice me or study mm-hmm. me and know what he wanted to see me in, you know. But in all the compliments I used to get, oh, I wish my husband would buy me something, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. So, yeah, it makes a big difference.
It does.
Makes a big difference, and you feel like someone cares about you that much.
Yep.
That's a big statement. Wow, it really was. Okay, we're talking about second thoughts. Maybe this is going to be the end of the shoulda, woulda, coulda. Mm-hmm. Said or didn't say, you know, or a reaction you may have had. We talked about the fruit of the Spirit, and we also talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17. We talked about renewing your mind and the love language. You say you love me, but I don't feel like you love me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you love me, but I'm not getting it. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Yep.
And you said that was because of the different love languages,
yes.
right? Okay. And this here, Proverbs 16:32. It's better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Mm-hmm. Now, that's scripture.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Patience, man. Patience is a beautiful thing. A lot of us, we don't just have patience. It's something that's learned, right? Like you don't just have it. Like, it's learned, right? But it's a beautiful thing to have. It's a beautiful thing to have. The way things unfold, everything takes time. So once you really understand that concept, that everything takes time to flourish, to bloom, to come to life, it's a beautiful thing. It's like babies aren't born instantly, right? In a mm-hmm. sense they are, but they're not. They take time to develop and mature and all those things. So patience is the same way. It gives things time to develop and also to mature, to be right for life's conditions, right? So patience is a beautiful thing. Self-control, it's a wonderful thing. I used to didn't have self-control. It was something that I learned over time, and it has brought me further along than life, because when you don't have it, you're just a walking, ticking time bomb all the time, and you're just going off of whichever way the wind blows.
Yeah.
Whichever way the wind blows. So it's a beautiful thing.
Right, it is a beautiful thing. So, is it important when you meet a person and you think they are the one, how many times they've been married before?
Yeah, I see. Now, I do reflect on that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to you?
Mm-hmm. Couple reasons why. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
So, for me, one, it shows me that they have experience in a relationship, right, and mm-hmm. being married, right? But I sit back and wonder what happened, what went wrong, what went right, you know. It doesn't matter, like, whose fault it is or anything like that. It's just important to know, you know. It's just something important to know, because you'll find out. Maybe they want to be married again. Maybe they don't want to be married again. It makes me look at their behavior a lot closer, their actions a lot closer. I want to give me an understanding why they may have separated or divorced. You know, why it didn't work out. What was the good parts? What was the bad parts? What you mm-hmm. like, what you love, what you didn't. You know, and try to learn from their experience. Try to learn as much as I can to try to walk in their shoes a little bit.
True.
You know, because I sit there and think, like, how would you, if that were to come up again, how would you handle that situation, right? Or how mm-hmm. could you avoid, you know, this from happening again, or those type of things, especially if you take interest in that person.
Right.
Right? And you think, okay, that's the goal, you know, because one of my goals is to be married mm-hmm. eventually, right? So I want to do this thing right, you know?
Right.
And I want to make sure it's with the right person, who has the right attitude, who has the right behavior.
Right.
And bring the best out of me, as well as I'm going to try to bring the best out of them, too, so.
Absolutely, yeah. That makes good sense, mm-hmm. you know? I guess we should be concerned about how people hop in and out of relationships, you know. Because you don't want them to hop in and out of a relationship with you if you was to make that choice, you know, for that, to, you know, to have that person in your life. And it's, maybe sometimes that you think that has to do with stability or...
Could have a lot to do with stability, but also I try to look at, is this person still hurting, you know?
Because
at the same time, some people might try to jump back into a relationship, in a sense, for the sake of having one, to make them feel validated, to make them feel whole, to make them feel like they're doing something, and when they really need just to take that break, right? So, and I don't want to be... I don't want to wrestle into something just because it's something you want to do and not work because you've been damaged, you know what I mean? You've been damaged and haven't had a chance to heal. So I was also looking at that from that standpoint.
Right.
You know, did you take time to heal, and how are you now mentally, and what is your outtake on relationships? What is your outtake on the man, you know? Because some women think all men are the same, you know?
Yeah.
I got cheated on, this and all men are dogs, and that's not
I've
the case,
that,
right? And vice versa, some men could be hurt and not want to be married because the last wife was manipulative and they felt like he took everything, so if it don't work out, I'm going to have to start over, because most of the time men have to start over.
True.
Most of the time we have to start over. You'll see men have to move back in with their mothers and all that stuff, and they paying this, that, and the third, so they don't want to do that, you know, so they might love this person. And that person might be suitable for marriage and stable to have a good marriage, but that fear factor beyond
So
you have to take time and learn what's going on with that person and how have they been affected by the marriage.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that would let you know whether they're still hurting, needs healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe not even ready.
Yep.
But feel that they need someone in their life to help them get through the pain.
Yep.
A lot of times once a person gets through the pain, they go on to someone else anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's like, what they call that? We hop out of a relationship and run to another one. And they call it, what's that?
Well, they say they be rebounding.
Yeah, rebound. That's
rebound.
You on the rebound. Yeah.
I didn't really like you, but I got what I wanted out of you. And I'm moving forward. Thanks.
Right. See you later, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny, though.
It happens.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
It does happen.
It happens all the time.
It's not funny, though. See, you won't want to be you, right?
Mm-hmm. You just be like, she used me.
Yeah.
Jeez. Now you hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a jolt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a jolt. Because some people can put on so good, they got it so down packed, how to manipulate people.
Yeah.
And lie.
So you got to watch actions. I'll tell you, I can be a charmer, I'm telling you. But you got to watch actions. Anybody can say whatever, you know. Some people will talk sugar into tasting like crap, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or crap tasting like sugar. So you just got to watch actions. The actions will never lie.
Yeah, some people have that down pack, boy. They just downright manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Watch how they maneuver around people, but also, most important, how they maneuver around when nobody's around, when it's just y'all in the settings, how they speak, how they act, because two different people right there too.
Right.
You know.
That's true. That's true. Woo! Wow, wow, wow. What do you think questions are important to ask when you're getting to know someone?
I think, like, the perspective, the outlook on life to me is like a question that I like to ask, you know, what are your goals? Like, what are you into?
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen to them, but I try to go back and see if it lines up to what they're saying. Because a lot of people might have these goals, but they ain't even started on them. Maybe they don't know how to obtain them or whatever it may be. And it's just you have to know. You just have to figure out, because some people might just say simply, I don't know, and that's an honest answer, mm-hmm. right? And you might right. be there to kind of help them figure it out or whatever it may be, or push them in the right direction to get started towards something. But that's important, knowing where a person's at. So I want to know where you at currently and where you headed. And in that, knowing where you at and where you headed, they will tell you where they've been. So it's just figuring out that past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. Right? So where you at currently? What are you doing right now? What's sustaining you? How are you living? What's mm-hmm. your thoughts? You know, all those things. Are you positive? Are you negative? You know, I'm looking at those things. Not necessarily what you eat. What's your favorite color? You know, that's cool and all, but I want to get into the meat and potatoes of the inner core of you.
Right.
And so if you tell me where you at, more likely that lead to a conversation. You tell me where you've been.
Right.
Right. And that's also lead to a conversation of you telling me where you're headed.
Right.
And if we head in the same direction, we can go together. But if not, you might find out we head in two different directions.
Right.
And I can't take you with me because I'm not going that way.
Right.
Same thing when I'm picking up somebody for a ride. Yo, I'm not going that way.
Right.
On a whole different direction.
Right. Right. Save can't get off time. My course.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That was really good, Tim.
Yeah.
It was real good there.
It takes maturity, too, and it takes a lot of honesty. The truth will set you free. That's why never steal somebody's power of choice. You tell them where you at. You tell them where you've been. You tell them where you headed. And then it's up to them to say, okay, I'll rock with that. Or it's up to them to say mm-hmm. no. You know, because at the end of the day, they can never say, you didn't tell me.
Right.
You didn't tell me. No, I told you up front. And you decided this direction, you know, this
right.
we decided to do this. So,
well, hey, when it's up front,
mm-hmm.
it's out there, right?
Yep.
And you're not misguiding a person. You've
no.
been on, you've had that honest heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, and which was the thought of the day. Wow, you're so right, though. That was good, very, very good. So it's very important to do some things right up front.
Mm-hmm.
That way we won't be making like we're going somewhere. We're not
we're
going
not
anywhere.
Because
yeah.
you know? You get that, you had that conversation. Where are we going? I don't know what we're doing. Right? Happens all the time to people.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Mm-hmm. You feel stuck. Now you want to get out in a relationship. You feel stuck. It's not moving. It's stagnant. It's not growing.
Right. Going nowhere.
It's going nowhere.
Going around in circles.
Yep.
Round
lost.
And round, round and round,
mm-hmm.
round and round. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let me off this rodeo, this
yep.
horse, you know. Yeah, absolutely. So very important. Wow. Can you think of a question that you would want to ask that you didn't ask Saturday?
A question that I wanted to ask? I don't even know.
Didn't get a chance to ask.
Yeah, because I don't know.
So much went on and so many people
yeah,
got
but
that
it was,
question.
It was very nice. I liked the, I liked everything about it for real. I liked the questions in the bowl.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
ask that person a question and you switch seats. The panel was fire. Like just being able to sit there and listen to the four women and their viewpoints and then get to ask them questions. And then also, you know, being in the hot seat on the men's panel, you know, and,
yeah.
and answering those questions because you learn the difference in our thinking too.
True.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
The panel, I felt like that was real important. One thing I wish though that I could have seen was the breakout sessions. For making a man whole, making of the whole man. I would love to hear what happened, you know, and what they learned on that. Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to do that one either.
Yeah, because we was on the panel.
Right.
Yep.
Had to stay in the same room, you
yeah.
know. For both sessions, I was in the same room, so I didn't get to go to hear that either. But I heard that the speaker was awesome.
Yeah,
and
I bet.
They brought a lot forward, you know, and they learned a lot from it, you know. A lot of keys in there,
mm-hmm.
but even though I wasn't there, I'm thinking it had to be on the same basis we're talking about. Be mm-hmm. up front with whoever you may be thinking about being with, you know, or them trying to be with you. Just be up front and honest with people,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, just let them know your expectations of what you're looking for and what you need in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that is the key.
Yeah.
To relationships and it cuts down on just stringing a relationship mm-hmm. along, you know, along just to be
Absolutely.
In a relationship. Because
you wanna have your likes aligned. You know, everybody might not like everything about you, but if you can find 80% of something that they like about you, that's cool. But, you know, but putting yourself out front, you're taking that risk. Okay, this person might not like me. For me, I want you to like me for me, not for a representative or whoever. And if you dislike, if there's more dislikes, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us wasted our time.
Right.
Everybody's not for everybody.
Right.
Right. All pieces to the pie don't fit together. All pieces to the puzzle won't fit together to make a bigger picture, you know. So just understand that. And that's why it's okay to be upfront. It's okay to be honest. It's
that's okay. why I feel that sex cannot be the driving force. Mm. It has to be put in the back.
Man, listen, you can start messing around with a person, and y'all can end up being in a relationship based off sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're spending that time together, and all of a sudden, it's, what are we? We really don't know, but we here having this fun, right? I guess we idle. And then it doesn't go good. Y'all don't mesh well. Y'all got a lot of things y'all dislike. Only thing y'all have in common was
that.
And then once that becomes, in a sense, played out or gets
right.
old, then
it's
time to move forward because you don't have no other bond.
Right.
You have
right.
no other bond.
Right. And that bond you shouldn't have unless you're going to get
Absolutely.
Married.
Because bonds grow weak over time. But bonds can also strengthen over time, too.
So what do you think about this, that people really should not date unless they're dating to be married? What do you think about that?
I think it's adequate, man. I think you have more stable relationships if people did do that. Because obviously sex is an important piece to relationships as well. But you won't have as much broken homes that you do now, you know what
right,
I mean? Because there's
absolutely.
A lot of single women, there's a lot of single fathers. Let's just call a spade.
Mm-hmm.
Had you got married, it's not easy to exit that relationship through a marriage, right?
Sure.
It takes time. You know, you can't mm-hmm. just wake up and like, you know, we're done. It takes time. It takes steps to break up when you're married. It takes
True.
A process. It's a process. So
True.
Sometimes, you know, you could have had what you thought was a failing relationship. And just like the one couple, they thought it was a failing relationship, and that woman spoke to her and said, if you give your relationship a try, God is going to use you. And you see what happened now. They've been together since then for 15 years, and they seem like they're more on fire now for each other
right.
than they was previous. So we don't
true.
Know. You don't know what can happen. It's not the end till it's the end.
Right.
You don't know what could happen towards the end. So
You're right. And that was... She said they were a mess.
Yeah, she said they was a hot mess. And that was a good story to hear.
It was.
Yeah,
they weren't even going in the same direction.
Yeah, at all. Yeah.
You know, they weren't even on the same course, but they were married.
Yep.
And that was key, counseling.
Yep.
Counseling. I think that was key,
mm-hmm.
counseling. And I think that should be a component.
I think we should normalize, like, counseling, because I think counseling has a negative connotation to it. Like
you do?
Yeah, because when you hear somebody say, oh, you need counseling, it's just like a negative thought come to mind, like, I have a problem. Like, but counseling is a beautiful thing. It gives you a chance to speak. It gives you a chance to get your emotions out. It gives you a chance to heal. It gives you a chance to bond. All those
right.
things. So
Absolutely.
I think counseling should be seen in a good light. Because we associate it with people with problems, and that's okay. We all have problems.
Yes, we do.
1 + 1 = 2. So some of us have simple problems, and some of us have the Pythagorean theorem, you know? So.
Absolutely. We are out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim, for being here with me today and going over the gives and the takes and the second thoughts of the singles conference past Saturday. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And thank you. If it's your first time listening, hopefully you will listen again. We talk about different subjects on each show. So till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
And I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.